This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell last school year climbed to their highest level in the program's history. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Received 31,000 reports last year. Suicide threats were the most reported concern, followed by bullying, drugs, welfare, and school safety concerns. Some of last year's reports include one about a student being abused at home that led to a welfare check and counseling support. Students also use Safe to Tell to alert schools about self-harm, substance use, and bullying, which also led to connections to help. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the report shows kids are not okay, but also shows courage and compassion by those who stepped up to help. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A federal judge in Colorado is still deciding what to do about a lawsuit against the Trump administration regarding ICE detentions without warrants. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The ACLU of Colorado and a number of immigration attorneys sued the federal government, saying it wasn't following its own laws and detaining people without arrest warrants. The suit represented four plaintiffs and potentially dozens more who didn't have any criminal backgrounds and had roots in the community, including American-born children. The lawyers say ICE wasn't assessing at all whether they were a flight risk before sending them to detention, sometimes for months at a time. A similar case is playing out in Chicago. And a judge there ruled Wednesday that the federal government had to release more than 300 detained people.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.